This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my good colleague Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, a senior scholar in Berlin. And Judy has guided me to say, Happy St. Martin's Day. Judy, a very good day to you. A celebration, 11-11, November, in Europe. What is St. Martin's Day? What does it represent to the German people? Good day.
Good day, John. It's a very nice feast and festival. St. Martin from Tours in France. He's been moved into Germany. It's a big event here, and it represents a celebration of the harvest, but also the end of the harvest, and, sorry, listeners, the beginning of winter. So this is the transition. And it's very nice because I used to do it when the children were very small, go out to the kindergartens and play music, and they dance around and they sing lovely, lovely songs about St. Martin. I won't embarrass you with my singing, but this is a big thing now across Berlin and the other German states in Germany.
Is it a holiday or just a celebration at school?
It's a celebration. We have enough holidays.
But
it's a celebration in schools, and they all love it because it's about 2 hours off, and they get little cakes and little soft drinks and just have a good time and play instruments and dance around.
Thank you. It's also a birthday of a very important German, in particular,
indeed,
Herr Merz, the Chancellor of all Germany. But before we turn to Germany, we turn to London. I'm an outsider to the London media, but I do the same thing. I record and I edit and I speak all the time. The subjects that we're addressing today and the long conversation we're enjoying are extremely vulnerable to distortion. And it is our work to be very careful of sources of information and to pass on the best information we have at the time. And if we're in error, to correct it as soon as possible. We now have the BBC in the witness stand. And it appears with resignations at the BBC that a report that the BBC's responsible for distorting the news about Donald Trump and possibly about Hamas and the Gaza war is not refuted at this point by the BBC. And many political actors have yet to weigh in. But I'm most interested in your opinion of what we're reading. We don't have all of it. There's a report to come. There's much information. There's testimony. But as a journalist who's traveled widely from the British Isles, from Ireland, across the map of Europe and into the Middle East, what do you hear when you understand what the BBC is accused of and the way the BBC is defending itself so far? Thank you.
Well, John, you've opened up a hornet's nest for me here. I used to do an awful lot of work in freelancing for the BBC. So let's deal with the issues. The most important one is Trump. And I looked at the two clips and what the BBC did on that day when Capitol Hill was attacked, for want of a better term. And it's quite astonishing how the BBC did, from my point of view, doctor what Trump said. And it's very, very bad for the BBC. It's very bad for the BBC because A, it's publicly funded, and B, it's always under attack from the conservative and the right wing that the BBC is soft, liberal, left wing and so on. But it's been under pressure for such a long time. And it's not only how it covers the US administration. I must say, though, their podcasts and their general reporting of the United States on the BBC World Service is absolutely interesting, fair, very informative. And what we're dealing with is the BBC domestic news rather than the World Service, which I find very, very interesting. But that's only one category. And the other category is the BBC's coverage of the Israeli-Gaza conflict.
Yes, I have read only pieces of that because the full report, to my knowledge, is not clickable yet. The Telegraph, the London Telegraph, is the chief source because they had the original leak or tip or guidance to the story some week ago. It took a while to explode, but now that it is in front of us, your thinking as a European about the BBC, what place does it serve to the the European audience in many languages, is it understood as reliable, as representing the best journalism, or is it now part of the mix of partisanship in Europe?
This is a great question, because your viewers must understand that there are two BBCs. There's the domestic BBC, which spreads out to all the various counties or regions of the United Kingdom, including Scotland and Wales. This is the first thing. But then, parallel to this, it's called the BBC World Service. It used to be called External Services, which is funded by the Foreign Ministry, the Foreign Office. And from my point of view, the BBC World Service is exemplary in its fairness. It's done extraordinary reporting on Sudan, on Russia, on Ukraine, despite all the very difficult aspects. And it's been very, very difficult for them to deal with the war in Gaza, because the BBC correspondents, no correspondents are allowed into Gaza. But they've been as fair as they could. I must say, I've got to defend the BBC World Service. As for the domestic BBC, this is a hornet's nest, as I said before. It's scrutinised by the left, is scrutinised by the conservatives, is scrutinised by everybody that doesn't, it's too pro-Israel, or it's too anti-Palestinian, or it's too pro-Palestinian. And when it comes to actually this issue of Trump, it's too anti-Trump. So we have two parallel structures. One is the kind of impartiality, and I actually do believe this, the World Service one, but as for the domestic one, this is very, very complicated. But I've looked at some of the coverage and the footage and so on, and it doesn't bode well for the BBC leadership. They've always been under attack from the right and the left for not covering it how they want to cover it. It's become such an ideological machine.
There's a special desk at the BBC. I need to understand how it works, because some of the Telegraph report that I've read pointed out that there would be a day in which the story was X, Y, and Z about victims or about people losing their lives. And it would generally reflect on the war fighting, which was going back and forth, but it would concentrate on what the BBC knew, because there were no good reporters inside the Gaza, so they were depending on Israeli sources outside. The Arabic BBC would cover none of this, would not mention it. Again and again and again would leave out stories that were presumed to be not friendly to Hamas. What is the Arabic service to the BBC? It's said to be very trusted, but I don't understand how it serves the BBC's purpose.
Okay, we've got to separate, as I mentioned, this is a domestic English BBC. That's for domestic, the United Kingdom. And then there's the World Service, which has got Persian, which has got Russian, which has got Ukraine, got a myriad of languages, including Arabic, and the Arabic service is very, very well respected. Now, as a non-Arabic speaker, I cannot judge how it covers the situation in Iran. Actually, I can judge how it covers the situation in Iran. Its Farsi speakers are often on the World Service, fluent English, and very, very interesting, very fair. As regards Gaza, the Arabic speakers, and they are sometimes interviewed. It's very difficult for them. They're based in Jerusalem because they're not allowed to go into Gaza, or else they're based in London. And they give the assessment, as far as I hear, because I listen to the World Service every evening, I actually find it very, very fair. Sometimes I do find that the British correspondents who are not based in Jerusalem but are based in London, they're sort of giving sometimes an Israeli slant, but this is war. And war, you're pulled in all sorts of directions, and it depends on the information. And above all, it depends on your people on the ground. And if you don't have your people on the ground, especially in Gaza, which is not allowed by Israel, and so many of the journalists there have been killed, it's very, very difficult to make any kind of overall assessment.
We go to Berlin. Straightforward German politics compared to BBC politics. Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She's in Berlin.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.